Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with the True T with me, Genuine Collington, Pretty Carter, and Switchblade Carter. Tonight, we got a jam-packed episode. We got some juicy topics right now that we definitely want to get into, and we also going to have a couple songs from El Jose, one featuring G-Pain, and another from G-Pain. Okay, let's jump right into it right now with some juicy crap right here. Now, so Will.i.am was overseas, and he basically was talking about how he recalls doing a show with none other than two legends, Michael Jackson and Prince. I know you want to know about that, right? So, let's bring in one of my favorite women of all time right here, Switchblade. What? Carter.
Hey, man.
What's up? All right, so look, check it out. So Will.i.am was talking about how he was on stage with Prince and Michael Jackson. Okay? And he was saying that Prince literally was on stage, turned to Michael, and started divinely, like, playing his guitar straight in Michael's face. Like, what, Nickel? So Michael says to Will.i.am, I want you to come to my house for breakfast. So while they're sitting there having, you know, their food or whatever, Michael says, Will.i.am, How come Prince just, you know, played his guitar in my face? Will.i.am is like, well, I mean, maybe he likes you and wanted to show respect. He said, nah. He's a meanie. And I'm thinking, yeah, that sounds like something that the person who wanted to be Peter Pan was saying. But I don't think Michael said that. You know what I think Michael said? He probably was like, hey, Will.i.am, come in. Hey, why this nigga playing that shit in my face? That's what he probably said. I'm just saying. You know. I'm just saying. On to some really sick shit. Okay. So, a teacher in Pennsylvania was arrested after being caught having sex with a student in a cemetery. How about that part?
I'm not going to say anything.
Now, my question is, who the hell told you guys to be out there having sex? First of all, you to follow yourself until you decided, yeah, I'm going to put shit out shoulders right here amongst these dead people. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did she expect to happen? Like, they was going to all just raise from the dead, sit around the campfire, eat the popcorn, watch them have sex. I don't get it. I don't know what she expect to have. I mean, what do you think? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just so confused in that part. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just trying to figure out what part of ill is that. I'm just saying, you know, speaking of that, speaking of some ill shit, right? Let's give it up for my brother Drex, aka the Lyrical God, and go on iTunes and Google Play and all that and get his new single, Freedom. I'm telling you, the boy is bad, and he bringing back lyricism. So go out there and get that for him. And also support Hot Spitter. Look him up online with the Twerk Circus right here coming to a city near you. All right. The lines are open right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hot Tuesdays. You know what that is? This is hotter than the Ill 99 Foxy Brown has. The lines are open, 929-477-3273. Call in right now, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of, I don't know how you feel about this, Switchblade. But we all remember, Lethal Weapon. The franchise Lethal Weapon. We all remember the Exorcist movie. Well, Fox is rebooting the popular show 24 after the Super Bowl next year, and they're going to do what they did with Rush Hour and do a TV show and turn the Exorcist into a TV show and turn Lethal Weapon into a TV show. And Lethal Weapon is going to be starring Damon Wayans. Yeah, I don't know about y'all, but who told them to do this? Seriously, who told them? Why?
Money talks, I guess.
Please. My thing is, what is the point of you even doing this? See what I'm saying? Because to me, what I'm looking at is why you are rebooting that series or whatever. The series landed on, ended on a high note. So now y'all want to start from the beginning. They said the series will be based on the very first Lethal Weapon. And I don't mean no harm, but can we stop, please? I can't take this no more. Can we please stop remaking shit that came out in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, please? Why? I mean, next thing you know, they're going to try to remake Gilmore Girls.
What?
I'm just saying. What is the point of you doing that? There is no point of you making. Stop remaking shit. You guys tripped me out with this. And then you got Damon Wayans, which is probably, I guess they wanted to, reboot his career. I'm just like, don't worry. It'll be off the air after the first season. Because Rush Hour show sucks.
Okay,
sucks.
I don't know.
See what I'm saying? If she don't know, it must suck. It sucks better than Monica Lewinsky under the table with Bill Clinton in the Oval Office, nookie.
Well, it must have been all right for her.
Yeah, it just sucks. Get off. My thing is, if you're going to do something like that, at least make it good. I watched 10 minutes of it and had to turn it off because I was about to throw up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Speaking of throwing up, I know that's like a horrible transitioning until I tell you what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. Listen to this nasty bullshit. So, Media Takeout has shocked pics of Khloe Kardashian, or as we call her, Khloe Trash-dashian, and where she's wearing no underwear, but when she bends over, you can clearly see the tampon string. My foot. Nasty bitch.
Yeah, well,
really?
Well, I guess she forgot to tuck it in a little.
What?
In the
oh,
front.
Okay,
pull it to the
so,
front.
Yeah, so... So you know what? You know who told that same bullshit lie? Wendell Williams and Caitlyn Jenner. But anyway, call in right now, 929-477-3273 right now. If you want to call me into what we're talking about today, or you may have a hot topic that we missed today, but call in anyway. Call in anyway. Now. Here's the dumbest story. This takes the cake of the dumbest story ever. Okay? The dumbest story. This is the dumbest story of the week. I don't think nothing will top it unless Kanye does like a gospel album. But anyway, a 9-year-old was suspended from school after he was caught selling baggies of hot Cheetos. The little dude was the plug, nigga. So hold up. The little dude was suspended for selling Cheetos.
Yeah.
Cheetos, nigga, not drugs, crack, heroin, cocaine, meth. Cheetos.
Yeah.
So, Cheetos, though. So he's trying to feed his fellow man, and he gets suspended for selling Cheetos.
Because they have snacks at school already.
Fuck their snacks. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck their snacks, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So listen. We have Tiger sent us a new song or whatever. But since we have copyright laws, we only can play 30 seconds of it. But Tiger wanted to send a message to his ex of where he's at right now. Tiger, so let's play Tiger's song just real quick.
Game Boy Beats. Hello, son. She is not a girl in a tiny world. Yeah, it's a tiny world. It's a tiny world. It's a tiny world. Full of tiny girls. In a tiny world. In a tiny world. Am I gonna run a train on that bitch? Yeah, my name.
Wow, that's. Wow, damn, Tiger, that's how you feel? Damn, he said he wanted his man to run a trail on that. Let me stop playing. That was El Jose, y'all. But speaking of unnecessariness, Media Takeout has exclusively found out some really juiciness. I didn't even know this, so this was news to me as well. So Sanaa Lathan, Well, basically what happened is Sanaa Lathan and Denzel Washington had an affair. And that's the reason why Denzel Washington marriage went. And so what happened was his wife, Denzel's wife, was so pissed off at Sanaa Lathan. They claimed that her family put roots on Sanaa Lathan.
Now, put that voodoo on her.
Yeah. I said, damn. Damn, that's messed up. Come on now. But you know, you don't mess around with you know, anything black. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of unnecessariness, now, this says a lot about, yeah, I don't care if you're a famous star or you just the girl down the street with the seven kids, but Ciara lost custody, a custody battle with Future, and now has to share custody with him. What does that say about her? Like, she seems the more stable person. Like,
she
really?
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? And also, the person that raps about smoking, drinking, bitches, and hoes, that's the person that they say, you know, he's a great father. Right?
Pretty much.
Let me tell you.
She wanted him out of the way altogether.
But my thing is, all you had to, first of all, that's why women, be careful who you open your legs up to, because then you end up having somebody who sounds like they're suffering from a cold 365 days a year.
Yeah.
I don't know what he said. I don't know how he get concerts. I don't. Let me stop lying. He called me right now and told me to do a song. I do the song with him, but I wouldn't need a transcript of what he's going to say.
Yeah. Like they do on karaoke.
And he got all his teeth. I don't understand.
It could be dentures.
I don't understand. Oh, like Young Jeezy. But anyway, so Trump revealed that he will not release his disgusting tax returns until after the election is over. I wonder why. So Trump,
he doesn't want anybody to know that he owes taxes.
Of course he doesn't, because all he does is he financially sucks the dick of the man. That's why he's never in jail. But anyway, speaking of why not to piss off the person who you are like. You know, banging with like that for her, or supposedly had been banging with in the past. Well, you know that in 2014, Kesha, the singer, had put out, had did a lawsuit against Dr. Luke, saying that he sexually assaulted, that was sexually and emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you right now. Dr. Luke got the last laugh. Guess what happened? Dr. Luke reportedly canceled Kesha's Billboard Music Award performance.
his little feelings are hurt.
So because his feelings are hurt, he reportedly refused to let the singer perform at the Billboard Music Awards this Sunday.
Isn't he like 65?
Yeah. It's,
okay.
And my thing is, for why you want to do that? I mean, just because your feelings are hurt, because she ain't want to suck your dick no more, she ain't want to give you no ass no more. Is that the reason why you're mad? You mad because someone actually, you know, said that, hey,
yeah,
this is what happens. I mean, okay, I'll just go back to this. If I just imagine that in 69, 75, 83, 92, 95, 2004, if the women that Bill Cosby allegedly sexually assaulted came out then, there would be no Cosby show. There would be nothing to remember him by. He'd be in jail right now, rotten, just like O.J. Simpson is right now. Oh, by the way, his boyfriend told everybody.
Right.
His boyfriend said to tell everybody what's up. Speaking of what's up, Kanye West released
right
at the annual Webby Awards. Like the best acceptance speech ever. Okay?
Right.
It contained five words. And what did it say? I can't stand short speeches. And he won Artist of the Year. I just feel like that's awesome though, right? That's awesome. How come other stars can't do that?
Really? It's about Kanye. You already know.
Yeah, but he's a genius though. He basically just
twit.
Told you. He told you basically this right here. He said, this guy here, I don't like this, I don't like that, I can't stand you, you all are dicks and pricks. And he basically told the industry that he would rather be what people label him as, which is a dick, than what you guys are swallowing. I mean, I think that's gangster. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think that he's genius. Did you hear anything juicy that happened, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing I will say is this. After listening to, I listened to, give it up for Chance the Rapper, ladies and gentlemen. I listened to Chance the Rapper. So basically, we have a Chicago rapper and lyricist named Chance the Rapper, and basically he put out, I would say, a 75% gospel album. 25% was for his fans that like the ratchetness. But even his ratchetness was soulful. I'm like, damn, how does that even work? Anybody that heard Chance the Rapper's album, call in 929-477-3273 right now. And call in, talk to us right now. I'm telling you, the guy's stuff is amazing. Okay? I mean, really amazing. And the thing is, Kanye West told everybody that he was going to have like this super, like his album was supposed to be a gospel album.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, yo, no, it can't be. Come on now, seriously. So your gospel album had lyrics like, "Well, if I fuck this model and she bleached her esso, and I got bleached in my t-shirt, I'ma feel like an esso." That's gospel to you? I don't.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I mean, Chance the Rapper had "How Great Is That God?" I mean, full on gospel. I'm like, wow. And all I'm thinking is, if he went full gospel on people and didn't do no more other music, just did full gospel, he was, oh my gosh. But see, what he's not about the industry. He hates the industry because he sees people get hold so many different times and sign TLC. You know, we all know about the TLC contracts. So anytime, so if someone gives you a contract, ladies and gentlemen, and they're smiling way too much, that means that you signed your life, heart, mind, and soul away, which means they gave you a TLC contract. And pebbles look like stones. But anyway. So last week on Empire, something crazy happened. Okay? And we want to know from you guys, starting with my host, like, what do you think is going to happen Wednesday? Because everybody and their mother was talking about how Jamal passed away. And he didn't make it. Well, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, but I just haven't watched it.
Well, all I'm going to say is I hope it's Boo Boo Kitty. Because what all the stars were saying from the show was, Just like last season when Malik Yoba's character had passed away from him getting socked over the head or whatever. Someone had to die in this character. And so basically what happened was the star that plays your mom on the show kind of messed with fans a little bit. He said, I thank you for the opportunity with Empire, and that he was going to go ahead and focus on getting his stuff together. And I was like this. I don't know. Like, I think that was a ploy for him to get fans to tune in. Because I'm telling you right now, when it comes down to Empire, to me, it's like the show Saints and Sinners. Don't not mess with me. You know, I understand, because I just feel like it's just so my stuff. I mean, you know, I don't know. Like, I just think that at the end of the day, you know, Empire is so much better to me than Power. I don't like Power. You know, I really believe that we need more shows like this. And what I like about it is it's primarily Black.
Yeah, that's always good.
You know, and that's the thing. That's the thing that I like about it, though. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that we need to get back to employing our Black artists. I just think that that's what it needs to be. And, you know, and I think that we need to get back to getting some good stuff out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we had people who was talking about, well, Jamal this and Jamal that. But here's my thing, though. There's a lot of people on that show that could die tomorrow. You never know. You know, a lot of people that could, you know, just go any moment, you know. And what's crazy is two of the main stars on the show got married.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? So would that be the case? I mean, it's just like, okay, cool. Like, all right, I hate you. I mean, I don't really agree with stars mixing that fine line between that and that. But, I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Right.
Who knows? Yeah. So, that's how I feel about that. So, I mean, I think that, you know, Lee Daniels and Sandra is like, Shonda Rhimes, I mean, Miss Rhimes is getting it, you know what I'm saying? She's getting it. You know, what do you think, though? Who's going to die tomorrow night, though? Let's find out, though. 929-477-3273. Call in. We only got a couple minutes left. Call in right now. You never know. Who is going to pass away tomorrow? And even if you think nobody's going to pass away, who knows? We're calling right now. I mean, we want to know from you. We want to know. You know? I mean, and guess what? The crazy part is, look how many people. Look at people right now are probably going to be sitting around here talking about, oh, well, you know, it's probably going to be such, 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 such. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So this is what I want everybody to do. Tomorrow night, we want everybody to call into the show right after the show is over. And we want you guys, let's have Empire Night tomorrow. How about that? That's that Empire Night tomorrow. I mean, we want to know what you think or whatever, okay? And we thank you for joining us, you know what I'm saying? We thoroughly enjoy what you're doing for real. And on Thursday, either Wednesday or Thursday, we have a world premiere for one of the songs that's going to be on my debut full-length digital, full-release digital album entitled The Unsettling Calm. I don't know how you guys feel. You know, it's definitely something. So we want y'all to call in for real. And I mean, hey, we just thank you guys. I mean, we can't thank you enough.
Yes.
Now, it was something else I wanted to tell you. Oh, yeah. So I want you guys to look out for a couple films that's coming out, okay? All right? So look out for Kevin Hart's new film, okay? Little Big Man is supposed to be a really good movie. Look out for Charlie Sheen's new movie, The Little Aid That Could, really good film. Look out for Michael Jackson's film. It's going to be called White Man Can Dance. It's supposed to be a playoff White Man Can Drop. It's supposed to be really good, though. Look for Foxy Brown's character. She's going to be playing Helen Keller. What? We're going to look out for The Children of the Corn and a new movie called Hide and Seek. It's going to be a really good film. Also, look out for Simon Cowell and The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. What did I say?
Nothing.
What happened?
Nothing.
What? You sure?
Yes, I'm good.
So, also, I need you guys to go and beg Fox to bring back Bill Cosby and Married with Children. It's going to be good. I'm telling you, I think Bill Cosby should remake Married with Children. I mean, what you think?
Okay.
You don't want him to make Married with Children over?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Actually, I'm sorry. I said it wrong, guys. My bad. It's Married with Accusers. Sorry. Wrong show.
We're done.
What?
I gotta take some medicine, didn't we?
So yeah. Also, guys, if you like for your mind to be fucked with for over probably 200 boards or whatever, please go and download this game on Google Play that this son of a bitch right here had me download. Called Genies and Gems.
That's how you feel.
just download it and
I'm playing it right now actually.
And the sad part is it's so nerve wracking, but I can't stop playing it, and that's what pisses me off.
Can you blame me for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Just like I blame you for World War II.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, like that's supposed to help. No, I don't blame you for that. And hey, even though the election is rigged and they already have their candidates in place or what have you, do us a favor and still go vote anyway, because one vote could actually change one person's mind.
Yeah, basically. That's all in one's mind.
I can't say it's going to change the election, but it sure as hell can change one person's mind.
Yeah.
Now, before we go, I have something to say to you guys. In this election year, in general, we've seen a lot of unnecessary bullshit that's been happening. Frankly, it's been irritating the hell out of me. And everybody was saying to me, well, you know, it's nothing we can do about it. Well, it is. We need to stop purchasing items from racist organizations. We need to stand up and actually force the libraries to have include our history more within the textbooks, not just libraries and school as well. We need to get, if we're going to preach about Black Lives Matter and how the cops are killing each other, killing us one by one or whatever, then do me a favor. Stop all this fucking black on black crime then. Huh? Hello? I'm saying, I mean, we always talk about how the cops hate us. All cops do not hate you guys. See what I'm saying? All cops don't hate you. Half the cops don't know you even alive. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These cops don't hate you, but they damn sure want you to do what's right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what's right? Here it is. If you're going to talk about Black Lives Matter, if you're going to talk about how you want to stand for something, then how about you stand for justice for all? How about that part?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they always trying to pull off some crap about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Okay, well, guess what? Martin Luther King was trying to fight for all of us. So we all can be here on this planet working together. That's what Obama wanted to do. But no, the Republicans was like, oh no, a nigga with a voice, okay, well, so what, he's in office, we would not support nothing he's doing, really?
Yeah, that's what it was.
So you guys, I mean, it's up to you. You guys can sit here and bullshit yourselves through this election, and we're going to have Trump in office. And if you think it's going to be worse when President Bush, Senior Andrea, and Reagan was in office, wait till you get President Trump. So if you was here, if you've been here, and you've been working, and you're not American, do me a favor. Save us the trouble, pack your shit up, and go back across seas.
Because
that's all that's going to happen to you. If you not, if you was not born here in America, he will pack your ass up and ship you across the seas.
Yeah.
And it's, and guess what? My man Bernie, if he could get his act together and win these stuff, whatever, then we may have a chance of somebody actually beating Trump. And this guy is 70-something years old, and he's still going into the race. He's still going.
Mm-hmm.
How about that part? He's still going. Even if he looks like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. But he's still going.
Okay.
Still going. So it's up to you guys, though. It's up to you. It is up to you. So we'll see what you do, though. Either you're going to sit around and bitch and complain, or you're going to do something about it. That's what it is. All right? We out, though. Because I'm tired of talking to you guys. We will see you guys tomorrow. Have Empire Night. And we may just have a very, very hot exclusive for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you guys really want that? I don't know. What you think? What you think? You think I should give it to him tomorrow?
Know.
I don't know.
You
can give
him a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. But what we got to do is we need you guys to call in tomorrow. We're going to have Empire Night. Okay? We'll talk about Empire. All the whole shebang. All right, guys. We out. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Genuine Collington.
Switchblade Carter.
And let's say Switchblade, I hope you feel better. I didn't tell you that when you first came in there for us, so yeah. But yeah. So we out. And I think it's time for us to bump that beat. Let's bump some shit.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go. One.